Well, dear friends, in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, they say that for every runner, there is a story, but I would say for every race, there is a story as well. As I look at these medals that I've had hung in my room for many years and took them off for the children's word, it was kind of fun to look at each one again and to remember stories connected to each one of these races. There is a heart-shaped medal here from a Valentine's Day run that I did in February of 2016. What I remember about this particular run was how bitterly cold the day was up in Minneapolis. I remember praying as I was running that the icy sidewalk and streetways that we were traveling would not cause me to break my leg or break a hip. Well, I succeeded and ran the race and received the medal, no injuries at all. On the other extreme was this race, the Tiki Run. It was held in July, and it was an incredibly hot day. That was a July morning that should have been a race time set much earlier than it was, because by the time we finished, it was high noon, and the sun was beating down, and I could not wait to get a drink of water. And also, as I look at this, I see a race called Women Rock. This was my best time. I remember being encouraged by a great cloud of women who were all around me, running alongside of me, and it was a great journey to share. But of all the medals that I have here, I don't have a medal for a race that was by far the most memorable experience, but I do have a t-shirt. You see, it was January 1st, the start of a new year, and my friend and I decided we'd want to start off well. We wanted to do a race to get going and set out on the right foot, so to speak. Somehow we learned about this race right here in Rochester, the Run Minnesota Winter Race. What we didn't realize was that we actually had somehow mistakenly signed up for a running series. Now, this series was open to an elite group of runners, which we were not aware of until we arrived that day at the race. Sure enough, it didn't take long to realize that everyone else knew each other because it was a series, and we did not know anyone. And we discovered quite quickly that we were out of our league. In fact, these were serious runners. And so, when the race started, it didn't take long for us to be left in the dust, and sure enough, off they went, and we weren't even halfway to the halfway turning part when everyone in the pack passed us by toward the finish line. We came in dead last in that race. However, I am proud of this shirt, and I may not have a medal to show you today, but with perseverance, even humbled by our low place in the standing of all the other runners, we persevered to the end. We kept going. Well, we have come to the end of our first in three parts of a series on faith, hope, and love. Come to the finish line, so to speak. And in this week, as we focus on faith, we are focusing in on Jesus as the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Now, you may remember that last weekend, we spent a great deal of time looking at the story of Moses. Now, Moses had an amazing faith indeed. And Moses is among all of those listed in Hebrews chapter 11, who begin each verse with, "By faith, Moses, by faith, Abraham." Hebrews lists them off as members of almost like a hall of fame of the great runners in the race of faith. Now, we learned last week of all of those amazing things that God did through Moses, but we are also reminded that Moses himself was not perfect, but in fact, his faith was perfected in that which he was yet to see when he crossed the finish line. Moses and all of those great men and women in the stories that are told in Hebrews continued to run with perseverance the race that was set before them, not because of their perfect faith, but because of the perfection that was fulfilled in Jesus in the end of the story. And that story continues for us. And Hebrews continues to be that reading for us that serves as an encourager, as a motivational tool as people of faith, hearing the stories of those who have run before us, but then persevering in the race set before us as well. And by reading Hebrews' words, we are encouraged to keep our eyes fixed on the finish line to the victor of our faith, Jesus himself, who has perfected this faith for us, so that we may live in his grace day by day. If you need a pep talk, if you need an encouraging word, open up Hebrews. It is that motivational speech for people of faith. In 2017, Dr. Cornel West, who is a Harvard professor and a Black activist, was invited to speak at Bowling Green University in Bowling Green, Ohio. The occasion of the speech was to address the fact that it was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day to continue to lift up the efforts made in Movement Forward for Equal Rights for Black and colored people all over our nation. And in the event of this speech, his purpose for addressing the student body was to encourage them, with words of Martin Luther King Jr., to help them to understand that Dr. King would want them to never give up, to keep on going, to persevere in the midst of the challenges that lay before us as a nation. 2017, encouraging words. In his speech, Dr. West quoted Samuel Beckett, the great playwright. Samuel Beckett had said, "Ever tried? Ever failed? No matter. Try again. Fail again. Fail harder." Dr. West concluded his inspirational speech by saying, "Don't give up. Keep going. Be the leaven in the loaf that helps to keep things expanding." Now, whether a motivational speech around an important holiday we celebrate each year, or gathering this morning to hear this word from Hebrews, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. We hear an important word about the fact that we ought to keep going, trusting by faith that we will have the strength to move forward. Perseverance. Keep going. As a world, we need to hear that word because we continue to be wearied by this time of pandemic. Every day we negotiate situations where we must decide how best to serve our neighbor. Every day we sift through various news reports of rises and falls in the epidemic, new developments and new setbacks. It is tiring. And yet by faith, we persevere, we trust, we hope, we keep going. Perseverance, keep going. It is a word we need to hear as a nation that continues to struggle with race relations. We have been a part of systemic injustice for centuries, and it is time for us to continue to work toward equaling out opportunities for all God's people. By faith, we persevere with hard work, recognizing our biases, working hard to unpack those places where we too are contributors to racism. And we pray and we hope and we work so that those injustices might be made right again. By faith, we trust in a better tomorrow for all God's people. Perseverance. Keep going. We need that word today. You need that word today. Maybe you are lagging in spirit in some way. Maybe you are longing for a renewed sense of energy or focus. And maybe that is in the midst of your own journey of faith. Indeed, we at times need an extra measure of grace. For at times we doubt. We wonder, we question where God is at work in the concerns and the struggles of this world. But Scripture reminds us we are not alone. We are not alone in that kind of struggling or waning or wondering. Today, the story of Thomas gives us a reminder that people of faith, those even closest to Jesus at times, had to struggle to believe, to trust, even to hope. You know this story well, this story from John. Thomas, the twin, Thomas, the one who is called the doubter, Thomas, who perhaps gets a bad rap because he asks the questions and because he wants proof. Thomas not only wants to see for himself what the women have told him about the risen Jesus, but Thomas wants to actually put his fingers in the wounds of Jesus and also in Jesus' side. I think it is so powerful, this story of Thomas, in part because it is not only his honesty in questioning, the reality of someone who has doubts in faith that affirm when I have doubts in faith, but the fact that what Thomas really wanted to experience, to touch with his own hand, was actually the wounded places of Jesus, made whole, healed again, a fullness of life in Jesus that had truly come after suffering and death. For Thomas to actually experience with his own touch that woundedness, he understood that the victory had truly been won, that Jesus had actually overcome all that suffering, death itself, and was now alive again. And that same promise was true for Thomas in his life of faith, that Jesus could enter into his suffering and death and would bring new life for Jesus to rise again. Thomas would rise again with Christ at the last. That victory in Christ is where Hebrews lands us today. That the victory we have is not something we earn along the way in the race, but it is at the finish line. And because it is that promise, it carries us forth in this life as we move forward, as we persevere. Ephesians actually tells us that the woundedness of Christ, his life, death, and resurrection, is something we experience through the Holy Spirit. And that though we may not be able to touch the nail marks in Jesus' hands or feel his wounded side, Jesus says we are blessed to have faith to believe even when we cannot see or touch for ourselves. Because Ephesians says we have been marked with the cross of Christ. And every time we trace and touch that cross marked on our foreheads in baptisms, we enter into the promise of new life, of the victory that is ours in Jesus, that carries us forward. This is our greatest hope. This is that great treasure, the great prize in which we carry a hope and promise for a future filled with glory and light. A marathon is 26.2 miles. And if you have ever run a marathon, you ought to be very proud of yourself because it is a great achievement. But anyone who has ever run a marathon understands that you have to train in order to accomplish the goal. In our lives of faith, perseverance is our training ground, and our coach is grace. Grace that allows us to ever fail, ever try again, continue to move forward, and continue to trust and have faith. There was an article that was written about a woman named Susan Johnson. Susan Johnson was preparing for the New York City Marathon, and this article was lifting up various runners who were preparing for this race. Susan Johnson had run 110 marathons and ultramarathons in her life, all around the world. And in those marathons and ultramarathons, she'd been quite successful. And she had a special practice that every evening after she had run a marathon, she would take that medal that she had won and she would place it around her neck, and she would go to sleep at night holding that medal close to her heart. It was a reminder of what had been accomplished in that day. But Susan Johnson said her most memorable races were not the ones where she had come in close to the front or even in first place in the pack of runners. But she says her greatest achievements were the races where she was last. In fact, of those 110 races, she came in last 25 times. And yet, every night, that medal was held close to her heart because there had been the great reward of finishing the race. Blessed brothers and sisters in Christ, you have the greatest gift. You have the promise that is yours of victory at the finish line. But you also have the strength and perseverance to keep going, to trust and have faith, to hold fast to the promises that have been given to generations before you that are yours and for generations to come. A promise that the victory in Christ enters into your places of woundedness, lifts you up when you are lagging in zeal, and helps you to put one foot in front of the other. And you have a cheering section. Those who have gone before you in faith, whispering in your ear that you will continue to persevere. And you have this great hope that Christ goes with you in the journey. Live fully in that promise. Run that race with perseverance. And fully live in the grace poured out for you this day and in a life to come. Amen.